As the beloved messenger number one from the secret love star speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am Present to bless him and thank him as never before with all the love from the central sun for all he has done for us and all that his love has meant to the earth and to life everywhere. Beloved of my heart, let us enter in today to a deeper understanding of what the great secret love star does for the earth and how you can have without limit its boundless power to use either individually or for the world or for other individuals. Now, in understanding something of our work or our cosmic activity, I wish you to know that everything that is constructive is moving forward to something greater and better. And if it moves forward in the fulfillment of the great divine plan to give a greater blessing to the universe, then there must be a magnet, a source that draws it into something greater and moves it forward to fulfill the great divine plan of creation. And the power that draws all that is constructive up into something greater and more powerful in his release of the blessings to life, that drawing power must come from the great central sun and from various suns and stars in space, which are connected with the great central sun and which act in a way that you might call local power stations. In the great all-encompassing scheme of God's almighty perfection, I assure you there is no such thing as failure of that which is constructive. There may be change. There may be temporary manifestation of that change. But there is no such thing as failure to that which is constructive. And I want to assure you of that today as never before. All that is constructive is the Christ. And it cannot fail because it is the very heart center of the great central sun itself. And therefore, having the power to draw upon the rest of the universe all energy and substance that is constructively qualified, it can at all times be called into action as the raising power that withdraws from destructive forces the energy by which they produce manifestation. Now, since all the energy of creation is owned by the great beings and the central sun, I assure you, any energy that has been misused by mankind or misqualified by temporary discord can be taken away from the channel or the source that misuses it and make that source collapse completely. Now, we from the great central sun draw the power of its love into a focus, which is known as the secret love star, and in which we anchor for the blessing to the earth of that which our love wishes to give. We anchor a power from the great central sun magnet that continually surges forth and to enter in to seek out the electronic force in destructive activities and withdraw it, that their vibratory action may cease in the universe. Now, each of you, when you understand the power of your mighty I Am presence and the power of the great central sun magnet to withdraw energy from destructive activities, you should realize that as you make the call to your mighty I Am presence to release the power from the great central sun that compels the withdrawal of the sustaining energy from destructive activities, then we move into action with your mighty I Am presence and begin the concentration of relieving destructive forces from any further way and means of existence. Now, mankind, through human desire, human habit, human feeling, have set up one vortex after another of discord. When our command goes forth for the secret power from the central sun to compel the annihilation of that focus of discord, that all we do is to come near with the power of the central sun magnet and the electrons within that condition jump, as it were, like a needle to the magnet, and that comes into our use and our command. And we hold it within a flame for conscious direction and constructive activity. Some of these magnificent activities of the sacred fire and the cosmic light that go on everywhere in the universe in magnificent action must be brought to the consciousness of mankind now, and some explanation given that there may be the awareness of the power within each life stream to reach up and have this assistance by which it helps to free itself and helps to free the rest of mankind. You see, for long centuries, mankind have not wanted the God desires of the universe fulfilled. So now comes the time when the energy must be withdrawn from mankind's human desires if vicious destructive conditions are to be prevented from going on with their destruction. War after war has but gathered the destructively qualified energy into one vortex after another until it bursts like a rain cloud and draws another war into outer action. Now you, with conscious knowledge of this I Am presence, and your calls to the central sun, with our assistance, can release now into physical conditions by physical command the power, the secret power from the great central sun that will move into action various conditions that the sinister force does not comprehend and which they cannot use. With all the energy they've gathered, and God knows how much it is, and all the damage they've done, yet, my dear one, there is the great law of the universe that does not give them unlimited energy, nor infinite time, nor infinite opportunity to continue their destruction. Thank God for that. Thank you, precious ones. Now, I have said that much. Now I want to give you the hopeful attitude and the viewpoint whereby you understand that when you begin to call these activities of the heart flame of the miracle love in the great central sun into physical conditions to force purification, then it means that love has come in to the energy and the substance of this world to consume the hate. And when you consume the hate, you have consumed a certain proportion of selfishness and certain human feeling. And that continues to weaken the sinister force. It deals principally with hate and doubt and fear. And I want to say to you, any force, no matter what it is, that tries to make mankind believe there is no God and that there is no retribution that has to be demanded from destructive causes, I tell you, is holy insane and is treason to God, it is treason to man, it is treason to the nation, it is treason to life. And so, if you want to call forth the secret power of annihilation from the great central sun to force the annihilation of all treason to God, to man, and to life, you will see much of the atheistic, communistic element collapsing under the weight of its own iniquity. And the powers of nature will be very grateful to you for receiving release from that which tortures and enslaves them. Nature does not too long tolerate man's iniquity to man. And so, when you begin to call for the secret fire of annihilation from the great central sun, it can have many actions in this world that mankind have never beheld because some of it has never acted in this world yet. And the sinister force can understand that. It's one thing they do not know anything about. They do not even know of its existence. And therefore, those great cosmic beings who are master over all the fire element in the universe, when they are called upon to release the secret fire of annihilation into that which is treason against God, I assure you they will be happy to move into physical conditions and answer your calls. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. I will not stay long, but I want to bring this to you very forcefully, make you feel that the mighty God presence, the mighty I Am in the great central sun, has limitless ways and means of shutting off mankind's frightful defiance of the Christ. When I say that, I include the beloved Master Jesus. That defiance shall leave the earth. That desecration of the gift he gave shall be dissolved from creation. And not all mankind on the planet put together can prevent it. Thank you so much, precious ones. If I were you, I would call for the great central sun's secret fire of annihilation to all treason to God. And that means all treason to good. Everything that desecrates good, everything that thinks that the hordes of darkness are going to overrule the Christ. It cannot be. And so, when you set into action that call, be prepared for many things that this world has never beheld before, but which mankind must observe and obey. There is a secret fire of cosmic annihilation that can be consciously directed from the great central sun into all that is treason to God. And if it is necessary to draw that into action for America's protection, then so be it. Thank you, precious ones. If you'll remember this phrase and demand the great central sun's secret fire of cosmic annihilation of all treason to God, I tell you, you will release the feeling world of mankind and the hearts of the people from a pressure of fear and viciousness that has limited them for centuries. And now there must come the time of its annihilation. And in the capacity which I serve as messenger from the secret love star, it is my great privilege to help focus this through your calls and set into action a force that will ramify throughout the world. When people think that they can go on indefinitely with their frightful determination to desecrate the Christ love of the universe, the Christ gifts of life, the Christ authority of perfection, then there must come a force which they will be compelled to face and obey. These mighty activities of the sacred fire are not to be mocked because of mankind's ignorance. The secret fire of the great central sun is the command and authority of all creation, and none can change it. So go forward with happy hearts. Lift your hearts to the heart of creation and know that your own heart flame is part of that, is one with it, can never be separated. And therefore, when it calls to itself for the release of the secret fire of cosmic annihilation, of that which is treason to God, then certain beings can come into the lower atmosphere of Earth and set into action forces that will fulfill your call. Thank you, precious ones. And I say to the warring nations of the world, I say to the scientists of the world, I say to the governments of the world, and to individuals, unless they use atomic energy constructively, then the secret fire of cosmic annihilation must teach them a lesson. Thank you, precious ones, and I assure you that the use of the atomic bomb for warring conditions is treason to God. Thank you. It doesn't make any difference what all the munitions makers and all the governments and all the politicians and all the money control of the world thinks. It will find the master hand of cosmic authority and control producing conditions that they cannot understand. For many centuries to come. So, beloved ones, be of good cheer. There are unlimited friends, ascended master and cosmic friends from the various planets of the system and of other great activities of God in the universe, who are glad to come to your assistance when your heart calls forth to the heart of creation for the secret fire and the cosmic love of annihilation to that which is treason to God. Thank you, precious ones, and if you will call that secret fire of the great central sun's cosmic annihilation into every limitation that holds mankind enslaved to the hypnotic control of the war forces of the world, that secret fire will render its service. May I be privileged to wait for your calls and cooperate by the release of that sacred fire which I do direct, and whose command of love in the great central sun can concentrate any activity of it in and around conditions that must be compelled to leave the earth and be consumed from the universe. So please feel that the secret love star is your friend more than you know. And it is like a magnet that will draw everything that is of God up and into greater manifestation with a power that is irresistible and that commands the universe. So feel very close to those of us from the secret love star who are privileged to use its sacred fire in cosmic action to control world conditions according to the demands of the cosmic law. And I bear to you today the love of the ruler of the secret love star. Thank you, precious ones, and may you feel the power of his own heart flame of love, so cosmic in its intensity and almighty power as to forever enfold you in his feeling of command and control of anything wherever you abide by the harmony and the love of his great heart of the sacred fire in the secret love star. May you know him and love him and receive from him the mighty gift he can bestow. And in the fullness of that assistance to the earth which we want to give, may you always feel one with the heart of love that loves you and serves you and wants to help all on earth be released from that which is not the heart of eternal perfection. May you feel the mantle of his enfolding love, authority, and power ever about you to dwell with you and give you its blessings for eternity. Thank you. Beloved messenger number one, the secret love star, thank you for your love today. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your love to the people of earth. Hold us clothed in the blazing power that you know mankind require, and see we give the obedience by which the victory comes quickly. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such love from the secret love star and such secret fire from the heart of the great central sun's eternal love to earth, that wherever we abide, it forever commands all things to produce perfection. We stand obedient until all stand ascended and free. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with the victory of your own heart's flame and take your dominion on the earth through those under this radiation quickly. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. And to you, beloved great messenger from the secret love star, accept our heart's love, our gratitude, our unconditional obedience forever. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we ask your enfolding radiance. We ask you to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and wherever we abide, call forth the secret fire of cosmic annihilation of anything and everything that is not God's love and God's perfection of the divine plan fulfilled everywhere for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the great central sun's secret fire of cosmic annihilation to all that dishonors God and to all treason against God. May that sacred fire and secret fire go forth and perform its eternal service to the earth and forever consume all that is not as invincibly pure, free, victorious, and self-luminous as the heart of the central sun itself. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask and flood forth everything it contains to those under this radiation. Hold them sealed in its boundless supply of every good thing. Make them the custodians of the wealth of the world to command, compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end do we serve until the world itself is a blazing sun of the love of God's heart, and every shadow of human creation is forgotten and consumed from the universe forever. Now as we return these physical flames, the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the secret fire, that miracle love of eternity necessary in this physical world to forever put an end to everything that is not God and God's perfection of eternity.